this chapter is just full of a wealth of things, and we didn't read it, but you can keep reading in chapter 4. It says in verse 11, speak not evil one of another, brethren. Right? He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaks evil of the law, and so on. So we have to, I want to kind of talk a little bit about something that Tim has mentioned more than once this afternoon, and that is influence and how we are influenced in the world in which we live. On your television and on your smart device, if you have a news feed, your news feed is feeding you stuff. And as it feeds you stuff, it's also feeding you from the bias of those who are doing the feeding. And this is how it subtly infects us. So, for example, every time you see a news feed or a news item or something in the news that identifies some particular national or ethnic or cultural identifiable person and associates them with a certain kind of behavior, automatically the leap gets made where, oh, that means everybody does that, right? We've had the experience of being in a place where there were not many people who looked like us. And I can't tell you the number of times it was a challenge to rise to the point of exercising these verses so that, because it can get really frustrating, right? It can get really frustrating where assumptions and presumptions get made. And instead of fostering and building relationship, it just continues to keep the barriers present. And so if you've always been taught, always been identified, and always been socialized to think that people from this kind of place or from this kind of background are this, imagine now you meet a brother in Christ from that background and this. Which is going to take precedence in your interaction? Very often, if we're not careful, if we don't judge ourselves, the same reaction that you have because of the way the society and the culture communicates that, mm-hmm. you might apply that mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. your brother in Christ. And then what's happening is those are trumping what it means to be in Christ. It's a very subtle yet very real condition that we want to bring to your attention so that you understand if you meet a brother and a sister in Christ and they look different than you, they speak different than you, they like things that are a little bit different than what you like, is that you embrace them first and foremost as your brother and sister in Christ and you celebrate what makes you different. You have conversations, you have honest discussions about what makes you different, what makes you who you are, and how you came to Christ. And when you get that level of conversation, you are on the way of helping to realize what the Lord prayed for in John 17.
Years ago, this can happen to anybody. It can creep in to our lives. I remember not too long ago, maybe... I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. I remember a brother and I were talking and the brother kept saying, something that just was, you know, how something rubs you the wrong way. And finally I challenged him on it because I was so uncomfortable about what he was saying. And I come from a French meeting. It was originally a French meeting and my background, I come from Swiss French. And so this brother said, well, you know, that meeting, they're French. I said, what does that mean? Later on, I said that to myself. I didn't bring it up yet. Later on in the conversation, he says, well, that brother is a German, you know. I said, what does that mean? Well, you know. And so I said it publicly. I said, well, what do you mean by that? you mentioned French before, now you mentioned German. I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, you know, the French are emotional and the Germans are hard-headed. I said, I'm just curious, what's your background? But see, these are the stereotypes that we make, and shame on us for falling into it. We need to rise above it according to what the Word of God says. And the brother and I had a little conversation, and I think he got a piece of my mind. I probably couldn't be afford to be without, but anyway, that's beside the point. But I think we really need to get back and stop using these terms. Stop using terms that he's French, or he's this, or he's that, she's this, she's that. She's a believer. He's a believer. That's where we've got to get back to.
So, just to recap, because we want to end promptly so that we can all get back to the big auditorium. God in his wonderful creatorial majesty has created us with differences. Differences aren't bad. Differences do not indicate superiority or inferiority. They are differences. They are part of his creative panoply, where he can paint a broad stroke and draw people of all shapes, sizes, colors, languages, nationalities. And he says, the Lord Jesus Christ says in John 3, if I be lifted up from the earth, I am going to draw all men unto me. That doesn't mean he's going to draw everyone. It's not universalism. He's going to draw from all of that diversity those who are going to be believers and subject to him. But we are living in a real world, in a real world that has abandoned God's truth, has abandoned the Word of God, has abandoned, has want nothing to do with God, and has created these distinctions and these, and has used those distinctions not to appreciate God's creative majesty, but to lord it over one another, to suppress and to put down, to argue, to fight, to create contentions and conflict. And those conflicts and contentions, it says here in James, it works against the truth. And that's why I started with the question, how much do you care about what the Lord's interested in? How much do you care about the truth, about how we relate one to another, even though we might come from a different background? But we confess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very real thing that if we're not conscious of it, we will just continue perpetrating it, perpetrating it, perpetrating it, without being aware that it's doing harm to the truth. Jesus Christ said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, by the love you have one for another. To reach out and to be intentional in getting to know and to build up and to encourage and to speak with someone who looks different than you, talks different than you, likes food that you take a little bit time to get to like.
Or never do.
Or never do, for that matter. And instead of using them things, the enemy wants to use those things to pull us apart. And we want to be reminded that the Lord's desire is all those who have come to faith in him, that he wants to unite us so that we can bear a powerful witness to the world that Jesus Christ has come, that Jesus Christ makes a difference in the way people live.